Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, the microphone messiah, Philip Antoine, here with the owner and founder of Lodi and Stockton Con, Mr. Mike Miller. Of course, we are here because Stockton Con Winter 2023 is coming up next week. There are a lot of massive guests on this one, as usual. But let's throw it to our guests. Mike, how you doing today, man?
I'm great, Philip, and thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. This is always a fun time. We get to do these a couple times a year. So, I mean, let's talk about the last show you did with Lodi Con last year. How do you feel that one went? I was there. I had a great time.
I thought it was great for the first time doing that show. So that's the first fall show we've ever done there. So that was, it was just kind of just trying to do a little extra, for the fans and get some out there, bring some cool guests and have a good time.
Scott Steiner was there, obviously. Shout out to Scott. The guy that played Mike Myers was there. Wednesday Adams was there. Unfortunately, she's recently passed away.
Yeah, it was very sad. I mean, Lisa's such a sweetheart and such a nice person, and obviously, you hate to see anyone go, and we definitely are, we're gonna miss her because we wanted to have her back again.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So normally the winter Stockton Con is in January. Why was it in February this year? Was it just a building issue or thought it was time for a change in dates or?
There was a couple of things involved in it. Last year it was in January, as you mentioned, and we were wanting to move to a 2-day event. And February worked better for the schedule to be able to do that. And it's a little bit different now because the hockey team is no longer there in Stockton. The Heat moved out, and
Okay.
I think they moved back to Calgary, I believe.
Okay.
So things just worked out a little better on the calendar and for us to do it. We got completely away from the NFL season, and it works out.
All right. Two-day event. Everything's 2 days now. WrestleMania, Wrestle Kingdom, Stockton Con. We're gonna get a 2-day Lodi Con?
Not this year, for sure.
Never say never, though. Never
That
say
is
never.
true.
Man, you got some heavy hitters on this card. I believe I've asked you this before, but I can't remember your answer. And let's refresh it for the audience. How do you choose like people to come in for these certain events? Like, do you think, oh, they'll be better in the winter time, or oh, they'll be better for Lodi Con, or what's the thought process when booking talent?
Well, honestly, there's not a real big formula to it. A lot of it is availability, because we have a lot of actors that are, most every actor that we have that comes out, voice actor or on screen, they are still working. So you kind of have to work around their schedules. So, we've had Darby Allin announced a couple of times, and he had to cancel both times due to scheduling. So, we're still hoping to get him back at some point, and we're hopefully we'll have an announcement on that soon. But yeah, that's a the first part of it. Obviously, we get approached by representatives to try to bring people out and kind of get things going, and we get lists from folks that, hey, bring out our guests and that sort of thing. But obviously, there's folks that we want to bring out on our own, and just sorry, we have my two assistants are helping a little too much today. So, when we target people that we'd like to come out, and a lot of times it works out, and sometimes we have somebody lined up for a January show, or I mean, I'm sorry, a February show, and then we have to move them to either May or to July or to September.
Okay, right on, right on. Well, let's get into the guests. We have Mo Collins. She was on Mad TV and she's done some voiceover work for King of the Hill and Family Guy.
She's great on Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Joan Calamazzo, she's
Okay.
freaking great. And this is one of the she has not done a ton of appearances, so it's great that Mo is able to come, and she's such a sweetheart. And it's really interesting because she was a guest that we were able to get in contact with. And you asked how sometimes we get guests. She was a word of mouth guest, so we had a guest that was at another show at Stockton Con Summer last year who was friends with Mo, and mentioned StockNikon to Mo, and next thing you know, we're bringing in Mo for StockNikon Winter.
Awesome. Right. Okay, so sometimes a little word of mouth that goes a long way.
Yeah, I think that really, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, knock on wood, we've been able to, you know, to have the benefit of for many years.
Right on, right on. Also, Edward James Olmos, he was in Miami Vice, and most notably, he was the teacher in Stand and Deliver, which is a great movie. Love that.
Right, and he's also kind of done double duty in the genre mode, as far as he was Adama in the new Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
He was also on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, but I mean, he's just a legendary, iconic figure in the world of acting, for sure.
Erica Luttrell, who was one of the voices of the Magic School Bus and Apex of Legends, loved Magic School Bus. When they used to wheel in the TV in science class and play that, I was down, man. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, Eric is great, and we have three of the voice actors from Apex Legends, so we have a nice little reunion there.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. There was one that really here he is. Rob Paulsen. He's done work on the Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain, and he was Carl Weezer on Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, Rob is he's somebody that we've been really wanting to get for a long time. He's a very, very iconic voice actor. He's Yakko from Animaniacs, and you know him. He and Maurice LaMarche are Pinky and the Brain, so we have like the full on Pinky and the Brain reunion at the event.
Did they sing the theme song? Was that them?
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to hear that in person.
We're doing a panel with them on Sunday, so you know, maybe you got to get that get the word in for that.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, just looking at this, like Rob, I mean, he voiced so many things of my childhood. So that's awesome. And obviously, we do have wrestling guests. We have John Morrison and WWE Hall of Famers Diamond Dallas Page and RVD. Is this RVD's first time at one of your events?
Yeah, he's the first time appearance, first time for DDP as well. And Morris Johnny has been here once before, and you know, we got Johnny Stockton Con coming this time, so we're pretty excited about that. But yeah, you know, RVD is obviously somebody we've been trying to get for a long time, and we're glad that he's able to come out, and DDP as well. I mean, he's somebody that has, you know, always been on our list, so we're real excited to have them all three of those guys out.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, Morrison did Baby Huey's podcast in the Click and put over Stockton Con, so that's nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to this. It's 2 days, February 25th and 26th. So go out to Stockton Con. I mean, we say this like all the time. It's a great event. You get to see everybody in their costumes, and people really go all out for this. And that's really cool to see, to get to see people kind of live out their fantasies in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one of the coolest things of the event both days is the costume contest at the end of the day. And it's a real fun event. You know, get to see people be creative and, you know, do their best work on their cosplay.
Awesome, awesome. Is there going to be a wrestling panel, or?
There will be a wrestling panel. We don't have our schedule finalized, but definitely check our website in the next few days. The panel schedule will be up. And so, yeah, we're talking, right now we're talking to Johnny about doing something kind of special. So hopefully that'll be something that we can get done. But yeah. And then we'll have a panel with DDP on Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
Just not timing isn't finalized yet.
Okay. Is Morrison going to do parkour?
Maybe. You might be all over that arena. You just never know where he's going
to
be.
Hey, that would be pretty cool to watch. Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much. This is always a pleasure. Let people know where they can find you, info about Stockton Con, etc.
Yeah, all the social medias, it's at Stockton Con. And that's where you'll also find the Lodi Comic Con information too, because that's just around the corner in May. But yeah, check that out. Doors open at 11 both days. You can get tickets at StocktonCon.com. There's a ticket link there, and you go direct straight there. We always recommend buying your tickets in your local area, just to save on the Ticketmaster fees. But you know, we want to save you a little few bucks so you can bring it to the show and spend it with the vendors.
Absolutely, a lot of great vendors are going to be there. A good buddy of ours, West Coast Design, will always be in attendance.
Yeah, West Coast is awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. But Mike, I want to thank you for doing this, and I will see you at Stockton Con.
All right, thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. We'll see you out there.
No problem.